It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up later in today's show, we'll reflect on the career of local jazz pioneer Nathan Davis. But we begin today with the news that Penn State's ex-president, Graham Spanier, and two former top school administrators, former Vice President Gary Schultz and former Athletic Director Tim Curley, were ordered Tuesday to stand trial on charges of a cover-up in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case. Judge William Wenner says prosecutors showed enough evidence during a two-day preliminary hearing to warrant a full criminal court trial. The men say they are innocent and were not aware of the allegation against Sandusky in 2001 that he sexually assaulted a boy in a locker room shower at the football facility on the Penn State campus. I'm joined now in Studio A by one of our regular contributors to the program, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak, co-author of the book Game Over about the Sandusky case. Bob Dvorak, good day.
Paul, good to be here.
So let's begin by looking at the judge's decision here. It's a two-day preliminary hearing. He examines the evidence to decide whether to go ahead with a trial. Are you surprised at the judge's decision here?
Oh, no, not at all, because the preliminary hearing is not to determine guilt or innocence, just to see if there's enough evidence or a testimony to warrant that a jury take a look at it. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. But I will say that, you know, his comment that this is a tragic day for Penn State, to say the least, is right on point. I mean, if you just step back for a second, this is the president of Penn State University, an athletic director who's nationally recognized, and a vice president of finance who ran the police department. These are the top administrators at a very prestigious school who are going to stand trial on criminal charges that they covered something up relating to the worst scandal in college football history.
How do these preliminary hearings work?
Witnesses are called. They're asked questions, and there is a redirect. But no evidence is entered into for a jury to decide. It's just for a judge to determine if he thinks he or she thinks that there's enough there to merit going forward with it. And to think that they wouldn't go forward would have been a real shock to me.
The prosecutors put former assistant coach Mike McQueary on the stand to testify about a 2001 meeting he had with Tim Curry and Gary Schultz after witnessing Sandusky sexually molesting a child in a locker room. Is this the testimony that convinced the judge that we ought to look into whether there was a cover-up at Penn State?
I think that was a part and parcel of it. You know, McQueary did testify at Sandusky's criminal trial. But I think the more pertinent stuff was maybe the more mundane, the email exchanges and some of the paperwork that's available, including a file on Sandusky that was locked away in Gary Schultz's desk, and one of his assistants was told not to ever look at it.
So how serious is this charge?
Oh, these are very, very serious charges. You know, if you're in a position to stop a crime and you don't do it, you're as complicit in the original crime as the one who was committing it. So I think that's, you know, these are very, very serious charges.
And again, it's serious because they're saying that there are at least, in this case, three others who could have been prevented from becoming Sandusky's victims if he had been stopped when the assistant coach McQueary went to the higher ups at Penn State.
Yeah, my understanding was four, but it was, you know, there were young men who came forward and said they were abused by Jerry Sandusky after these reports were reported to Penn State officials.
There was some pretty damning testimony in this hearing, and I want to go back to something you referenced just a little while ago. Joan Coble, a secretary in Gary Schultz's office, she says that that Schultz told her never to look in the Sandusky file. He was very stern about it, and this seems to be something that has raised a lot of eyebrows.
Right. Not only did the file exist, that their file did exist on Jerry Sandusky, but it was his tone of voice, which she said she had never heard before, which indicated to her that this was something really out of the ordinary. Don't ever look at it. It just makes you wonder what's in there.
We're talking with one of our regular contributors to the program, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak. He is co-author of the book Game Over about the Sandusky case. Mr. McQuarrie also testified during this preliminary hearing that the late Joe Paterno, the legendary Penn State coach, told him years after the 2001 incident that, quote, Old Main screwed up, end quote. Does this perhaps cast Paterno in a different light?
I'm not sure how to take this because I don't know the context of what McQuarrie was saying. There was no opportunity to question him further or say, when did he say it? How did he say it? What was he referring to? If I look at the cast of characters involved here, Old Main would be Graham Spanier, the president of the university. How did they screw up? What should they have done? I don't know. It's one of those things that's it's interesting because it brings Joe Paterno's name back into the conversation again. But I really don't know how to take that right now.
And a lot of people are analyzing this because they're saying that, you know, this – and there are plenty of people who are defending Joe Paterno. Franco Harris is one of the chief among them, saying that this was a man who did what he was supposed to do, that he reported the incident. He went up the chain of command. Some people aren't buying it. They're saying Joe Paterno, he was Penn State football. Nobody told him what to do. But does this maybe make it look as though he was trying to be proactive?
That's sort of like a judgment call. Coach Paterno did more than run the football program, the athletic department. Some say he actually ran that university, that he was the biggest man on a very big campus.
That nobody had more power than him.
Correct, because the money and the prestige he brought to the university. So, I don't know that it certainly brings him into the conversation again. Let's be clear, he's never been charged with a crime, and he never will be because he's passed away. But I don't think there's anything that I've seen in the intervening months to put the statue back up either. There's been no the whole point of this is to say, well, we want the whole truth to come out. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the truth of it. But this thing is far from over. I think it's just it's going to take a long, long time to resolve itself.
So what happens next?
Well, there will be a trial, and I've heard estimates from anywhere from several months to next spring. Next spring would surprise me. I would think that they'd like to get this off the judicial schedule as soon as possible. But, there will be a criminal trial for these men, and evidence will be presented, and a jury will decide again the guilt or innocence of these gentlemen.
A lot of people feel that after the Sandusky trial, the worst of the whole scandal was behind Penn State. But with the decision to go ahead with this trial, is that the case?
Oh, no, not at all. I knew it. Even though there was the 45 guilty verdicts against Jerry Sandusky was climactic at the time. That was a year ago. That there were still many, 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 many more layers of this story to come out. So to say the worst is over, I think, is looking at things through rose-colored glasses. That there's still plenty more to be determined. I mean, in the course of our research for the book, we called it a culture of silence. The prosecutors are calling it a culture of conspiracy. The Free Report called the look at Penn State's athletic department as a culture of reverence. So there are a number of people looking at this and saying something really was wrong here. Whether it's a crime or not, that's up to a jury to decide.
And so as we look at this trial that is upcoming, where will it be held?
It'll be held in Dauphin County in Harrisburg. And the reason for that is that that's where the the grand jury testimony was presented, when these people came before the grand jury and said what they knew about this case and Jerry Sandusky's involvement and their own involvement, that's where the testimony was presented. So that's why the reason why it's being held in Dauphin County.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak joining us to talk about the decision yesterday to that Penn State's ex-president Graham Spanier and two former top school administrators will stand trial on charges of a cover-up in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case. Bob Dvorak is co-author of the book Game Over about the Sandusky case. Bob Dvorak, great thanks as always.
Yeah, great to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Coming up, in light of a recent EPA staff report about contaminated water due to fracking, we'll discuss whether the agency is caving to government and industry pressure. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.